Everybody ready? Let us call to order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Great. This is the time for public comment. This is where we give you an opportunity to address the board with regard, or the committee, with regards to anything that you would like to discuss that is not on the agenda. It's not an agendized item. There is nobody in-house. Is there anybody online?
Margaret is on the line. That's the only.
Hi, Margaret, if you can hear me.
Yes.
It's getting to be a regular routine, Margaret. All right, so then we will move to draft minutes. Do you want to make a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes, the February 5th.
And I will second that, so that carries. And then we will move to updates. And since there's nobody on the line, I'll have to explain it, but let's go ahead and start with number three and get Aaron up here to talk about GIS.
GIS system. So as you know, we're going to move forward with the CalCAD GIS system. It's taken us a little bit to get used to it, but it's actually a very simple GIS software to use. So my guys are actually out in the field. We've had several service lines and manifold issues, and the guys are out there actually documenting.
Could you just refresh my memory a little bit? Kevin's very aware of this, but the GIS, what it is and the purpose.
The GIS system is a tool that is used by pretty much every agency, every county. So it's essentially a map with GPS coordinates, and you can go pretty much label anything. I think if you go on the county website or other city websites, mm-hmm. you can actually see an entire like satellite Earth image. And what they've done over the years is go out and basically get GPS coordinates of anything and everything. So what we're going to be using it for is GPSing all of our assets, underground utilities, sewer laterals, sewer lanes, water lanes, wells, valves. It's a tool that
Excellent.
You never finish. It's something that you constantly just update. And the more information you put in that's accurate, the more of a tool.
Thank you.
Beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I would say that prior to your coming on the board, we had to go to different places to reference different things. We're finally consolidating the entire system where it's easily attainable. We track everything. We know where everything is. We know where every valve is, where every manhole is. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that because it was all on different plans because mm-hmm. we had different developers over the years. And it's taken us a long time to find a system that we could consolidate all that and make it readily accessible and updatable
yes.
and user-friendly.
Yes, that was the big thing. GIS for the longest time was always a very cumbersome tool that usually engineers would have to build for you to use. And you would view it just basically as a map at reference points and then you can submit tickets to get it updated. But yeah, in previous years, I mean, even as of right now, if I get a phone call about an issue, I'm pulling out probably three different maps put together by either the developer at that time, something old left over from the county, or something that we've put together that is kind of
Virgil drew on a napkin.
yeah.
Okay.
So you're referencing three different maps,
yeah.
and sometimes it's not even accurate. So, yeah, hopefully we're going to be doing some backfilling with some data that we have, but also anything that we have moving forward, taking pictures and actually getting the location of exactly where that valve is, that ISO valve, the sewer or water main, so it's not on the map. Well, it says it's 4 feet from the curb, that's where we're all the best. So.
Okay, thank
you. Don't worry about that, it's fine, Aaron.
I know, it's
so,
just, it keeps coming at me.
So your update is, of that system is that it's coming along?
It's coming along. We just started utilizing this, from March, so the end of February. It took a little bit trying to understand how to start capturing the data and where to send it, because you're really overthinking it on using it, and it's actually just kind of very simple.
Hmm.
So that part's nice. And then I also brought out a company. We did a demo. It's kind of like GIS. This GIS that we're talking about is more for underground utilities. You can use it above ground as well, but this is, it kind of goes in conjunction with GIS. What you can use this tool for, you can bring it out to your facilities, like your treatment plants, or your lift stations, or your wells. And it's basically a 360 camera that connects to anything cell towers, your phones. And what it does is it just takes tons of pictures, and it can actually render you a 3D image of your facility. It was a little bit of a mind trip because I was watching it do the work, and I'm trying to put myself where the camera is. But it was a 3D rendering, so you could actually take the image and spin it however you wanted, and you're doing your facility. So,
How would that be beneficial to us?
For example, we have this filter project that we just did. This filter project, somebody has to come out and take multiple measurements comparing the pipe dimensions, or how it lines up over the elevation over there, where it would land over here, where your connection points, takes elevations. So once you get a full 3D rendering of it, you can actually share this data with your engineers, and they can do all their measurements.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah, because,
well, that would make sense then.
Yeah, so you can send them the file, they can view it, they can take all their measurements, and they can literally build everything they need right there.
Yeah, it's amazing what they're doing. I'm thinking about vehicles these days where you can actually have a 360 degree camera of your vehicle while you're in it. And I'm going, there's no cameras up there. How do they do this, you know? But, so.
That's something I'm still playing around with. They did a quick rendering for me. And it comes out in, there's different layers. You can do it in black and white. You can do it in just lines. You can do it via like Google Earth image, or actually standing there and painting like you're actually standing
yeah.
with the proper colors and proper measurements. So I think going forward, any projects we have on the facilities, like your wastewater treatment plants, your filter treatment, water treatment plants, your facilities.
So that may be something you might be bringing back to us at a future date.
I'm working out the cost of purchasing it, justifying it if it's worth having, or renting it, or contracting out someone to do the locations for it. But yes.
Okay.
I want to get some of those numbers to find out.
Sure.
And bring all that stuff to you guys.
Very good.
Thank you.
That it?
That's it for the GIS system.
Great. Then Anthony, I'll call you up to tell us about lift station repairs. How you doing?
I'm going to step over, but I can't see that. So, lift station rehabs, technically, we've already officially started a light mobilization as of last week for those four. That is the far north lift station in the lakes, HOA. That one is, they haven't put any stated equipment or anything like that to block anybody's path or whatever. That's going to begin next week. However, we did do a soft shutdown of the electrical system so they could connect the what's going to be the electrical bypass system for the temporary pumps, the bypass system, and all. What we're going to do is actually set those stations up to where if an emergency comes, something happens, their bypass fails, power outage, whatever, we still bring in our roll-in generator, hook up the building as we typically would, and we'll run and equip the emergency equipment. We do have a pre-con meeting with the contractor WR Ford on Monday, also with Greg, engineers at any town staff that wants to attend. It's basically laying out the actual mobilization of the heavy equipment, things like that, fences, the gates, stuff like that to protect the construction. Because Village Ford is not as bad as Lakeshore is as far, but it does still have a sidewalk public path that kind of walks right by the way. Station. So we're trying to make sure we don't impede that. HOAs have both been notified. However, we're not beginning any actual work in Lakeshore yet.
There's not going to be any disruption in service, though. That's what you're preparing for now.
Well,
right?
There will be a disruption in service. Technically, we've got to get the bypass system set up and tested before I'm going to officially let them take down the actual lift station level. But there will be a disruption because we have to essentially gather all the wastewater coming into the station before it hits the wet well, catch it and pump it to the next manholes down the chain without the pumps and the equipment in the actual lift station itself. So that's the bypass
So is there a hose going down the street then?
No, at Lakeshore, there will be. At Lakeshore, there's four. There won't be as long. There will be some hoses. There will be fenced and protected. They're not going to be crossing any public access sidewalks.
Well, they won't be blocking driveways or anything like that? Blair, go ahead.
Once we get to Lakeshore, those two, that one, there is a lengthy one. We've got to go from the lift station itself all the way to the panel in that intersection. We will have to go over what we're going to do is build a work and put it underground so the cars don't go over the roads and stuff like that. But we will let you know probably by the next board presentation. I'll have a better update on exactly what time we check for.
I'm trying to visualize a disruption in service. I mean, are you going to tell people they can't flush their toilets or how?
So as far as the customer's concerned,
that's what I'm saying. Okay. No impact there.
Our servers will be disrupted.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Works, but not disruption in service.
Are these regularly scheduled maintenance issues or specific failure issues?
No, these are technically before they become an emergency. Right, so this was preempted. We did know it was common. It's routine because those stations are far getting older. H2S is the best, not as damage over time. If you remember correct, the one at Village 4, due to the construction debris and all years ago,
that's why the concrete and all that crap in it,
one of the pumps is completely clogged and we can't use it. The other, a pump was dropped years ago, scratched the cable, things like that. We haven't been able to use the third pump, so both of them are being repaired. Now they're both operational, we can keep running. The problem with that is eventually there will be an emergency and that will be a lot more expensive over time. So
okay.
This is preemptive work.
That's great.
Where's physically? I'll talk to you later about it. I'm trying to figure out physically in lakes in the lakes.
There's two lift stations in Lakes. Village 3 and Village 4. Village 4 is the one. If you go into the gate of Lakes, turn immediately at the first intersection to the left. Follow that around to I think it's the third right by the hole.
It's almost all the way to the end then.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, then the difference is Lakes doesn't have a lake crossing and that kind of stuff. When we get to Village 2 or Lakeshore, we do technically have a lake crossing. Mm-hmm. However, we work with a contractor and we think we found a way not to.
Yeah, because that in Village 2, it's right on the edge of the lake right there. And that little.
Correct.
We've had some issues there in the past.
That's not really good here.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that. And so, is that the extent of it, or are you going to be then coming over onto this side? Because these have been worked on a lot on this side because they're older, right?
These have. They don't take as much. We can just replace them. As far as physical structure-wise, no, there's not many structure upgrades. They're older. They're doing okay.
Yeah.
The flow isn't as high on the old side of the survey like the Newport side.
Okay.
Does
that all end up at Slifer Park and then get...
At all of the HOAs north of Newport, yes, Slifer.
Goes through the Slifer Park lift station.
And Newport is the point where it hits the 2.5 mile force main all the way to Gulf Shed.
Gotcha.
And then that's when it becomes gravity to 1 mile.
Gotcha.
And from Gulf Shed.
That, Kellen, that little parking lot on the corner of Slifer Park and there's that building,
that's
the major lift station that... Force pumps all of it from that whole side of town all the way over to.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, pretty much the old shack right there on Highway 4, Plant 2 on the left. So that's that little.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, across the street. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay. Now we have another item that you're going to address, and that's our little low spot out here.
Yes. Everything on our task order. Issues there. We are meeting first thing, I believe it's Monday, to get a schedule from the contractor. What we think we've got a plan that we will not have to block either of the entrance ways. It's going to be good. However, I'm making them go through it with a fine-tooth comb. If we think, for whatever reason, one of the entrances or both, whatever the case might.
How long do you expect that project to take?
That one, we're thinking it's gonna be 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks at the longest. The reason we're saying the lengthy is right now the groundwater table is very shallow. We're starting to see groundwater coming up at the plant too. Same thing every time we've dug a hole lately in the last couple of months with all the rain and stuff, we're hitting groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
When they dig that up, we have to figure we're probably gonna spend a lot of time pumping groundwater out to keep it dry. The other problem we had, the reason we kind of couldn't get it going a little bit sooner than that was we keep getting the rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it rains.
We think we've got a window that might be dry enough we can get it in and out.
So, and I'm sure you guys have discussed this in your internal meetings, but you know, our real issue there is high traffic weekends, pickleballers.
Yep.
And pickleballers seem to think that they should have access to everything at all times. Love what they do out there, but that's our weekends are our high traffic. During the week, we don't have any issues.
And WR4's done pretty good. They were the ones that did, if you remember, Andrew.
Down here by the steakhouse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're the ones that did our emergency repair over the bridge at Clipper.
Oh, yeah.
So we've become very trustworthy with them. You know, especially with impact, and it's going to be right here in front of everybody. So, sadly, where that line sits.
You don't have to go to one-way traffic out there. Is the street wide enough that you can do the work?
There's going to be phases where we'll have to, but I think we've got, if they use a turning lane and they shore it the right way, what ends up happening is because of the depth and all that, we have to shore it, and that causes it to be bigger than it used to be. But we think that we're going to be able to at least use probably the turning lane.
So do you have to get permits from the county then for the...
We're working on it.
Okay.
And do you have to notify Confire just because of the size of the trucks and notify them that it's going on?
So all of that is traffic control goes to the county. So as soon as they approve it, then fire departments also notify things like that. We personally notify them.
Encroachment permit. That's the word I was trying to think of. You're going to have to apply for an encroachment permit. And once they apply for that from the county, then it notifies all its agencies.
Everybody, okay.
It will notify the sheriff and the police, and the fire. That in fact there may be one-way traffic here, and there's alternate. The nice part about that is there's a very easy alternate route, which is just to go River Lake.
Right.
So, good. That's scheduled to start.
That we are waiting on the schedule from the contractor. We should know probably Monday, and then we're going to confirm that time. They're scheduled with Monica to make sure. If there's a certain event or something in that time, they will try to push back and make it easier for you guys.
So literally, God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Literally, no kidding.
Okay, moving on to well 5.
Well 5, everything's approved on the other side. We're waiting on the contractor to sign an agreement.
Kel, are you familiar with the situation?
No, I'd appreciate it. Brief
update on the closure and how we got there.
If you remember, well 5 is an isolated well that feeds Newport Water Plant.
Right.
It's been considered by the state as an active well, but because of the water quality, the majority of it being secondary water quality concern, not primary health causing, but secondary, it was not advantageous for the system to use that water as a primary source. And the risk of using it long term, we found evidence that it could be drawing and can possibly in the water aquifer closer to our more productive wells. We have been doing the last probably 2 years, we've been doing some really investigative sampling, improvement, working with engineers to make sure groundwater wasn't leaching into other systems of wells. While we were doing that, we got basically well 5 is an older vertical type well, meaning the motor sits above ground, the pump itself is shafted, pumps 360 feet. Most of our wells are submersible, meaning the motor and the pump are 365 on the ground, right? In this case, well 5 is one of the older wells, and what happens is over time the shafts get warped. They start once they've been. You've got a 360-foot drive shaft that's not in line anymore, or the pump hanging on the end of it. So what happened was we kicked it on and run it like we normally did. The shaft started to come apart, and when it did, the storage building could come across there wondering what happened with the earthquake. So what we did, shut it down immediately to avoid the shaft severing and falling into the aquifer. So we stopped.
Gonna say, so
right.
that was the reason for building well eight.
Okay.
Is to make
yeah.
sure that we meet the state requirement for maximum production on a certain day of the year when we're drawing the most water.
Yeah, I've gotten bits and pieces of this, obviously, over this, but yeah, this was good. Makes more sense now.
So you've gotten the state approval to
so
abandon the well?
Yeah, so state's approved. They understand well eight's coming online, all of that, and because of water quality and expense, it's a waste of cost to try to restore it even for a temporary measure. So all we're waiting on now is contractor sign the agreement. As soon as they sign the agreement, we'll have a pre-con meeting with them, meet with LSC, meet with town staff, meet with us, and find that work. That job is, we're expected to be probably two to 3 weeks at work. I've actually abandoned the well. The hole itself is pretty precise. We have to do it in a certain way that the state will approve it. If not, they'll make us do it again. So.
I was just going to say, so there's a you can't just stop pumping out of a well. You have to. There's a process you have to do to shut it down, to fill it up, to continue to make sure there's not leaching or continuing to contribute
yeah.
to
okay.
the aquifer.
Okay.
So believe it or not, we actually destroy it. So you could turn off and leave the well there and not use it. The problem with that is you've got an active source. If something happens, there's a hole in the ground to the water aquifer you're pulling into the well.
Right.
So what you do if you know you're not going to use it and you're not going to pay that money and maintenance and stuff, the state wants you to plug it all. So literally what we do is we put explosives and we boil oil and then we reseed it and completely
mm-hmm.
seal it to where nothing from the surface. And if somebody decides to put oil or a gas station next door years down the road, it can't leach down and get into that whole well.
We have like three of those in town already, like 1A, right? And this two over here, the well buildings that we're leasing out, those are all shut down wells that have been abandoned because of lack of quality of water. Anyway, okay, very good. Anything else on that? Carolyn, any questions?
No, that's good.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that covers our updates. We don't have any discussion items.
Nope.
Whatever future agenda items, we trust that you will bring those to us, and we will adjourn the meeting.